This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
It is what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Race Wars in the building. What's today's day, white daughter?
This is the...
It's something March. Yeah, Race Wars, man. There's so much going on. I can't even believe it. Let's just introduce everybody that we got here right now. Celeste, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Celeste Jennings.
Welcome back, Celeste.
Thank you for having me back.
Are you excited?
I am. I'm the host of Vox Celeste, which is a fun podcast.
Yeah, I got to come on.
Yeah, I've been asking for 5 years, but that's okay.
I'm a busy man. I'm not going to lie to you. I got a lot of stuff
right
going down.
I'm here. I've been here the whole time.
She want to keep her show good, Karen. She's going to...
You know, Karen, I don't know you, but I think, you know, I'm going to have you on.
Let's just do it.
Don't be forced into it. Don't want to just...
Celeste, don't what is,
it's not a, it's not a. It's not a Me Too situation.
I was so invited that I invited you too. Like, that's how I pulled her in.
It's a plus one.
My invite was so strong. The gravity of it pulled Karen into a spot.
Of her own free will, she saw what value I would add.
Zero. Aaron.
Hi.
Introduce yourself. First time here, too.
I'm Aaron Berg, and this has been 4 years in the making.
Wow.
Finally.
Mazel.
Finally.
She's gotten married, had a baby.
You told me Ann Coulter and Bill Clinton were going
to
be here.
That's right. That's how I got to get you in. I dragged you in with fake names.
I have I have a show on Compound Media called In Hot Water Monday to Thursday, and I'm so excited to be here.
That's awesome. Now, what time do y'all tape that show?
9 a.m. live.
What is that? What? How are you up that early as a comic?
Shock in the morning.
That's crazy. Every day?
Well, he is a kid, so of course he's up. But Gino is the mystery that none of us have cracked.
Gino just is he's just up the whole night and just does it. And
how else could it be? How else could it possibly be?
He sleeps a little bit, I think.
There isn't a way.
Yeah, he's
you guys, he invited me on the show. I was like supposed to come on. I was just like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. It was too early. Yeah,
I
was like
I try and nap in the afternoon.
Now you
sound so rich.
Let's get it down to it. You're a Canadian, correct, Aaron?
Originally Canadian, but I disavow that citizenship.
I've noticed that. He
I have claimed
Canadians.
Asylum. Asylum.
He turned his back on the Canucks.
From niceness? I don't know. How do you claim it? What was your grounds for asylum?
No, I'm still a Canadian citizen, but I'm also in the midst of becoming an American citizen.
Oh, we got to build that wall, man. That's the problem. Nobody think about that northern wall.
Wait, you can have dual citizenship. Yeah. Right? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
We got to build that northern wall. We're going to have another Tom Green incident.
Yes.
Fucking Canadians coming down here.
Build two walls.
When did you move down?
No.
8 years ago.
8 years ago?
Yeah.
And what part of Canada are you?
Toronto, the civilized part.
Now, you grew up in Toronto or right outside of Toronto?
Yeah, like North York.
What's North York?
North York, not North. It's a TH.
I said North.
North York.
I said North.
North York. It's like
I didn't say birthday.
It's a suburb. It's a suburb.
And you want to be part of my country, you said?
Yes.
Oh, you're lucky. I don't get a vote. Do I get a vote?
And it was nice. Toronto was a nice city. It's a dump now. They've gone downhill a lot. They got a lot of problems with public transportation and traffic. They tried to grow too quickly. And they always wanted to be like a New York. That's the problem with Toronto. They don't have their own identity.
But you also had a crackhead for a mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that might be part of the problem.
But it looked like he did a good job of it. People always talk about him.
Love
What's
him.
His name again?
Something
that
Ford.
That was Rob Ford.
Rob Ford. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He died.
He was the Chris Farley of politics.
Exactly.
Remember he used to get drunk and do patois at 3 in the morning?
The West Indians loved him for that.
Yeah. Oh, and they all loved him.
They loved him for that.
Yeah. Then they find him smoking something in a...
Crack. He was the Marion Barry of the world next door.
Yeah.
And he got...
His brother's
political office.
I heard
up
he's
there,
a right wing nut.
Yeah, and he used to sell hash and stuff. And
his brother's like Chris Farley's brother, like not as good, but you watch it.
That's exactly it. Yeah, you'll go see him do stand up at Levity Live for 20 minutes.
Have you made a movie out of him yet? His arc was a perfect movie. He gave us a perfect movie of his immediate death.
I think you know who would play it?
Died.
Brian Dennehy would be great to play.
Dennehy's dead too.
Oh, all right. And too old. He would be too old.
He's too old now, but yeah. But he died like a year maybe ago.
Fatten up John Voight.
Or no.
He's too old.
Ford was in his 40s.
You need
he
a young dude.
50. You need like Zach Galifianakis. What is that?
But he's going through a lot because of Brody just passed away too.
Oh.
Big shout out to Brody, man. That's such sad news. Brody
a lot
Stevens.
Of comics have been dying. Like I would like a week or two without comics dying. I feel like every 2 weeks a comic that people love has died.
Well, yeah. That keeps the universe intact, right?
Yeah, it brings everybody together. I watched Brody's Half Hour the other night, and it was very funny.
Oh, Brody was the nicest, funniest dude, yeah. Man. Oh, he was such a great dude. I've known Brody for fucking 20 years.
Yeah, so
it was
positive.
Shocking news.
Yeah.
Shocking. But, you know, nobody gets out of this life alive.
No matter.
And nobody. See, I wasn't that blown away, Sherrod, when I heard it happen. I wasn't that blown
because
away.
Because you expect, you know, really? What? Because he's always talked about his depression.
Yeah.
And people got to realize depression is a real thing. And definitely this time of the year is the darkest part.
Absolutely.
As far as, like, suicides and fucking depression building up
times.
On people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No sunshine and
seasonal
shit.
Effects.
It comes down.
No holidays. It just fucking sucks.
So, you got to keep an eye on them. If you got family members and friends who might be going through this shit, you got to keep an eye on them because this is the time they fucking off themselves.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Jeff Leach? He says he has depression all the time.
He called me. I hung up on him.
Good luck, Jeff.
I ain't got time for it. Only Americans.
All right. Goodbye.
You have a great car.
Nah, Jeff's a good dude. He's been on the show before.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You're right that he is an obvious suicide risk.
I'm really fascinated by how you grew up in Toronto, though. Like, what high school? Like, you went to...
I went to five different high schools.
Here we go.
Wow.
Yeah, this is, I'm figuring this out in this nigga. I know he got some anger in him.
Yeah.
Aaron got some deep-rooted anger.
Well, how did I describe Aaron before? I was like, oh, Aaron Burke's going to be on the show?
The angriest Jew, you know?
You said the angriest Jew you ever met.
I know angrier Jews, though. Huh? I don't know.
You never saw Benjamin Netanyahu. I went to York Mills first, which was like the school I was supposed to go to, which was a good school.
York Mills. And that's high school?
High school.
Okay.
But then I started smoking hash. At York Mills.
What are you, a trailer park
no,
boy?
No,
everybody smoked hash.
Everybody smoked hash in the world except the United States.
Yeah,
definitely
in Canada. Listen, I watched the trailer park boys. Yeah. I know what Bubbles and Ricky, I know what they're up to.
Yeah.
It's all about hash up there.
It's hash.
So I smoked hash. Then my parents are like, oh, he's getting in with the bad kids. We got to send him to another school. So they sent me to George S. Henry, which was a better school, but there was like projects around there and stuff. So then...
But what are Canadian projects
like? Well, yeah, what's Canadian projects
Canadian
like?
Projects
lovely?
They're nicer.
Black mud and maple syrup. I don't know what...
It was like hardworking people that came from like the islands, Jamaica,
Trinidad. Yeah, it's always it.
Like a Brixton, like a Brixton kind of area.
It's like they all via the West Indies. Yeah. All the black people went out.
Yeah. They weren't... horrible. Like they weren't really, but it wasn't Harlem. It wasn't like, you know,
it's a
the
public
Bronx.
School though that
this was a public school.
So some of the kids from that area went to that school?
Yeah. Well, if you couldn't cut it at York Mills, they were like, go to this school. And there, Mr. Cornelius was the principal, and he was a Jamaican dude.
Okay.
And he was like, I think that you're going to do better if you go into theater. So they put me in theater, and they made me like act. And I was like, oh, this is good. But then I got into a gang called the Posse.
Now, what exactly is this Canadian gang?
it was
help you put your furniture together?
It was really polite. We would dress. We would wear paisley ties and like old school baseball caps.
Well, like Boys the Men?
A little bit.
That's the Boys the Men first album.
A little bit. Oh, I love talking about
Boys
this.
Boys the Men.
Here's
ABC.
The thing. There was a real gang called the Untouchables.
Wait, what color was everybody? We're like skipping over
all
the most important part.
This was an all-white gang.
Oh, okay.
But there was the Untouchables.
And they were also all-white.
The Untouchables were mixed.
Oh. Like West Indian.
They were a better gang. It's like a baseball team. Yeah. You ain't got no color on your team. You ain't getting around that plate.
That's
you ain't hitting that ball.
The Untouchables were like the original gang, and we were like a spin-off hacky gang.
Trying to protect yourselves from the Untouchables? Or y'all
just
trying to be like...
No, we were just like trying to fit in.
Okay.
And be in a gang. And all we would do is break into cars and go shoplift and then jump each other
and
in.
And smoke hash.
Smoke hash,
And then you would just burst into song.
525,000. This gang is gay.
Down the street.
So I got in the gang there. Then I got arrested at that school.
This gang later turned into a Queer Eye for the straight guy.
Yeah. You need more paisley in your tie if you want to roll somebody for their Doc Martens. And then I went to my first private school, which was Metro Prep.
Your parents got you out of that school.
Yeah,
right?
They're like, you got to go to Metro Prep. And then years later, you found out the principal was a pedo. But just years later, never fucked me. But I went to that school.
You feel kind of funny about it? Did you feel a little funny because you didn't get fucked?
No, but he was a weird dude. And then later, years later, when I stripped for men, I was.
That's right.
Yeah, he came into the gay strip club. And I was like, oh, that's the old principal.
In Canada?
Yeah.
Near your school, like in the same area?
Downtown. This was downtown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you strip for your principal?
No, but I saw him, and I was like, oh, that, and I went, like, backstage.
You could have had better grades if you knew that.
This is years after I graduated. You can't retroactively
If you knew back then, though, boy, you would have been an A student.
Yeah, but I wasn't in that type of shape back then. So then Metro Prep, that was, like, when the arrest went through, and my parents came.
What arrest?
I got arrested for breaking in the cars. So we go to the, we break in the cars. This guy leans out the window. He's like, you stupid kids. We're like, fuck you, mister. Mm-hmm. And all we got out of the car was, like, checks. And change. Right. And we all go to the McDonald's, and I was the only white dude there. All the rest of the guys. So the cops came. Cops don't go for me at all. They just go start arresting everybody
else. That don't sound like what cops would do.
I know. It seemed very weird in Canada. And then they go, you're not with these guys, are you?
That, and here's the test. This is the part of the movie. It's like this. Let's see what the motherfucker about.
And then I go, yeah, I am. Then they arrested me, and I was over 16. So there was only three of us over 16. Wow. So they took us all to holding.
So you went with your black friends. Huh?
Yeah.
You went down with them.
Yeah. There was me and like three other guys at City Hall. They lock up. And it sucks. Lockup's no fun. Right. I don't know if you've ever been.
Never.
It's not enjoyable.
No.
That'll turn your life. So then the next morning, my dad.
Were you guys getting threatened in there?
No, it was like a couple drunk native guys and then us. And it was fine. I mean, you're there, but it's not fun. You can't smoke. You can't eat.
Yeah.
You can't do what you want to do when you're in lockup. And then the next morning, they brought us all out in shackles, like hands and feet out
to each
in shackles.
Other. Shackled each other?
Yeah, shackled to each other, brought us out.
That is so hot.
And my dad.
Wait, say
you
that
broke
again.
Into a dance routine. None of this.
Imagine
the choreo. Okay. And I looked, and my dad.
Disappointed.
My dad and my mom just looking at me, and I was
shackled. Oh, my God. Like, Jesus Christ.
And my dad got up. My dad was, my dad's a lawyer. My dad got up, and he's like, Your Honor, I work at this firm, and I do civil litigation.
Wow.
And they're like, we could release your son on his own recognizance. He's like, no, I'd like other things added to that. So my dad went up and made sure, like, I had a harder release. He's like, he can't associate with these people. He needs a curfew of 8 o'clock. So and then that was it. And then I went work my day job that day. I worked at a grocery store, went to the grocery store. And after that, my parents are like, that's it. You're done. You're either going to military academy or this boarding school.
Or stripping. I'll take option number three. Yeah.
And then I got sent to like a boarding school. And that was my, and in between,
and
I went to summer school.
Who tried to touch your booty at that boarding school now?
Nobody. You were allowed to have sex and everything.
It was girls there?
Yeah, there was girls there too. Yeah, you'd like creep out and have sex in sheds.
Well, they stayed at a different part of
different
the...
part, yeah.
And what grade was this? This was high school?
That was grade 11 and 12.
And is it all bad kids at the school, this boarding school, or just...
Bad kids and Asians. Like, the Asians went because they thought it was good. They didn't know because they were like, oh, it's private school. And then they got all excited.
No, do that again.
Oh, it's private school.
Send your tweets to Aaron Burr.
And then that got me straightened out, and then I went to college. But then after that, then a girl broke up with me, and I was like, fuck this. And I started doing steroids, and then I became a stripper after that.
Wait a second. Where did you go to college? In
The east coast of Canada.
Okay.
University of New Brunswick in Fredericton.
New Brunswick. Yeah.
Party school.
Yeah,
it sounds like.
Big time party school.
Because you're out in the wilderness up there, pretty much. Is it just isolated?
Like logging town type of thing.
Like Oregon. You're like Oregon of Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wait, so what? Who's the girl who hurt you, first of all?
Yeah,
Melissa Steves.
Oh, I have a surprise for you. Melissa's here.
She lives in Long Island.
Is it?
Does she really?
She moved out to Long Island.
That's a Long Island name.
Wait, from Canada?
Yeah.
Did she follow you?
Because she used to work for the Clinton Foundation. She worked under like President Clinton doing like engineering and stuff like that.
How many Canadians are down here that we don't know about?
They're hiding.
It's making me really nervous.
Our president's Canadian.
Yeah.
That's right. We wish.
There's a few. But she made me become like, I was like, oh, I'm a ghost.
She
a
broke
teacher.
Your heart, broke
yeah,
your heart?
Broke my heart.
But
what,
she cheated
what
on
were
you?
The, what were the grounds of the breakup?
She cheated. We just broke up. No, she didn't cheat. Kathy Quinn cheated on me and gave me chlamydia.
Damn.
Yeah, Kathy.
That's Kathy.
Do we know
right?
that Kathy's done
That's
that?
Kathy.
That's Kathy. It sounds like her. Sounds like a Quinn.
That's a brutal breakup. She just like didn't see a lot.
I heard
of
her
you.
Getting fucked down the hall.
Really?
Well.
Wow.
Well.
You heard Kathy
Melissa?
Getting fucked?
Kathy
oh,
getting
Kathy.
Fucked like pounded out by a rugby player.
Oh, they got good dick.
Out.
That's
yeah.
what I heard. They got that good dick. That rugby dick.
That is so hot.
Oh, man.
Wait, and you walked in on it?
No, you could hear it down the hall. We lived in the same residence, and you could hear it. She was like drunk.
Poor thing.
Oh,
that
I can understand
too.
What the
that's where the
hurt.
Anger comes
I'm
from.
I'm seeing
that
the anger. Like, I mean, I see it. I see it now. I see it.
Oh, that has to hurt. So when did you come to America?
8 years ago.
Okay. Did you run across the border like some type of fucking savage?
When I first came down, I would come down and do spots, and I wasn't legal, but I couldn't get paid technically, so I would come down and do spots at like Eastville and the Strip and stuff like that.
Well, you can't get paid yet?
You could get paid, but not on paper.
Not on paper, yeah, because he's not a citizen. Yeah. He doesn't have papers.
Right.
Yeah.
So when did all that change?
Few years ago, I think. I technically moved here. I was legal when I moved here 8 years ago, but before that, I would take little trips down and stuff.
Overstay your visa, kind of thing.
No, I would just like come visit.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Aaron loves being
Celeste,
down here.
You fucking narc.
I love America.
I know you do, nigga, because you always talk about
American
our politics.
Yeah.
Every time I hear you open your mouth, you talk about our damn politics,
oh my God.
Aaron.
I know.
And
first,
I'm tired of it.
Trevor Noah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, boo.
Yeah.
Stay out of our fucking business.
Well, that, you know, foreigners are just by and far much more educated than Americans.
Shut up.
Hey,
stop taking their side. Celeste, shut your fucking mouth.
Shut
your mouth, Celeste, you anti-American son of a bitch.
But how many foreigners do you actually know to, like, talk to and know that they're educated? Like, I'm
a first-generation American.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
She used to teach English to these fucking animals.
No, they are not. They are not better. Yes, their education system might be more comprehensive in, like, ways, but they are not, like, when they come here, they're not, like, very educated.
Wait, are they speaking to you in English?
Yeah.
Then that means
English
they speak
English.
One more language than you.
Not well.
It doesn't matter.
Well.
You probably don't speak their language as well as they speak your
language. Just me,
I mean,
me.
I also speak two languages, but I also speak several languages, but that's besides the point.
Thank
like, that's,
you.
Yeah.
You come to the wrong place, Celeste.
No, I'm just saying,
you know when someone's coming and they're like loftier than you or whatever, you're like, oh,
right.
Okay, that's a really fucking smart
I grew up with motherfuckers who spoke English and fucking Spanish. Puerto Ricans, all the. That
I'm
don't mean they
saying,
were geniuses.
I'm not saying
they were
like an intelligence.
Dumb
like,
as a box of dicks. Some of
saying,
them, not all.
I'm not saying that they're not intelligent. I'm just saying, I mean, I thought you were making a broad stroke about not being intelligent.
No,
sorry,
exactly.
I got heated. I got upset.
Yeah, those animals. We gotta get everybody out of here, is what I'm saying. We gotta get everybody out, Celeste.
So
well, that,
many
then
walls.
I wouldn't be here.
Why?
Because my parents are immigrants.
You already got grandfathered in.
That's true. And my great-grandfather actually...
You switched that quick.
Bye! Get the fuck out! No, I'm very pro-immigration.
Great. You already got grandfathered in.
No, but my great-grandfather came here first and then left.
From where did he come from?
He came from the islands, worked on the Panama Canal. And
which
then,
islands, nigga? Rikers?
Governors. No, he came from the island of Montserrat. It's a little island.
The bad cat from Montserrat. There was a bodybuilder from Montserrat that was, they called him
really?
The bad cat from Montserrat. And I remember going by there, and there was a big volcano that was always pluming all the time.
There we go.
Yeah.
So you ran from the volcano, motherfucker? Come over here.
That was me.
Oh, back to your volcano, Joe.
Me and Joe. Yeah, see, how was that?
Got it in.
Fuck you. I couldn't even get it out. I was like, no.
Montserrat.
So
I was born there.
I forget his
I'm
name.
Born here.
It wasn't Sergio Olivia, but it was like this.
It's
got to
be an Irish last name. Odds are it was an Irish last name.
Now, how many people up in Canada are so conservative like this? Because you're a conservative motherfucker. You
I
know.
I'm liberal. I just believe in guns and free speech. Everything else I'm pretty good with. And also, women shouldn't be able to carry babies. But other than that,
should be able to carry babies?
I said shouldn't, but it was a joke. I'm pretty liberal. I just believe in guns and free speech.
Did you believe in guns before you came here?
No.
As a Canadian?
And also, let me say this. I never did racial humor until I lived in America.
You can't really do it in Canada.
I would never touch it.
No, I've heard that Canadians are polite racists. I mean, people give, like, they say, but, like, they're really...
Oh,
like,
I didn't say they're not racist.
Relatives up there, they're like, yeah, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just polite about it.
In our circles, it wasn't existent, and, like, comedy didn't even dabble in it. Like, I remember when that Michael Richards thing broke, and I was doing, like, dirty shows across Canada, and they're like, do you deal with stuff like this? We're like, no, we don't deal with race at all.
Right.
We just talk about
They ask you if you dealt with stuff like Michael Richards.
Like, yeah, they're like, do
nobody
you,
does.
Yeah, no.
David Duke don't deal with shit like Michael Richards. The fuck?
Stormy Daniels starts yelling when she's in Texas. It was great. Yeah, I never, for the first couple years I was here, never even gave it a thought until you see how prevalent it is. Because in the media and everything that's happening, and there's also a history of racism in America that doesn't exist in Canada.
Right.
There was never slavery in Canada.
Right.
Sure
slaves went to Canada.
It was slavery in Canada. Stop that talk.
Okay.
People always act like Canada was the place to run for. No, it was slavery in Canada. Some parts of Canada still had slavery, and it was legal to go up in Canada and bring motherfuckers
back.
And
really?
Because Canadians allowed
the
it. They allowed it.
Yeah.
So it was no safe places in North America for anything black. None. Mm. Zero. So people would have to duck and hide and
right,
shit.
Right, right.
But it was no, like, can it, like, come up here, y'all? No.
Mm. Yeah.
No.
Mm. Unless you were getting tricked. See, I don't know that. Yeah. And I didn't know that there's anything, like...
It was pockets.
I didn't know. I didn't know that Canada had slaves. Oh, yeah. I was always in the belief that Canada was the bastion.
No.
Yeah.
I'm with Celeste. No, where I was raised in Montserrat, this is what I was taught. Yeah. I had no idea. Yeah.
So what
you could
you
be
to,
making this up.
What no, got you into
that's
guns?
That's the truth. Google it.
Like, what? So why are you like a gun? Why is gun like a principle?
Well, I just think I should be allowed to have a gun in my home to protect my family.
So yeah, you didn't think it. That? You didn't think that in Canada?
No.
Interesting.
Well, why the difference?
What, yeah. Like, why'd that it's become
America.
A thing
you don't,
for you?
So you don't feel safe in America? What the
I
fuck
feel
you
very
here?
Safe, but I just like that I have the right to do that if
yeah,
I
but
want.
You
have
you
the right
know
in
that.
Canada.
No, you can't have a handgun.
Oh, you can't.
No, very
but what about
select
a shotgun?
Areas.
I got a couple shotguns. I got rifles.
You have all these things?
Yes, I always had them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Here? No.
Can I buy
shot.
One?
No. Go get your own.
All right.
But yeah, you can yeah. You can have guns.
And I also...
I just think guns that's designed to kill people are gross.
Right.
That's what I think.
Right, right. Like, yeah, those like assault rifles...
So yeah.
Those are
that's
not
for cool. me.
But I went to high school and I took riflery in high school. I had yeah. a gun range in my high school and no one shot or killed anybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what we had. To, we, I think I had
had
a gun since I was 14.
I
was a Boy Scout.
A
we all had rifles.
Yeah. Yeah.
They gave it to us.
Wow. I'm not opposed to. I'm opposed to crazy
my,
guns.
My
but
family's
not,
from
yeah.
the South, from the Carolinas. I mean, hunt my whole life. Right. We went out and hunt.
A handgun is also designed to kill people, though. A handgun is not for hunting. I mean, my dad told me how to shoot. He has a handgun.
A handgun is for assassination because it's very close.
You can protect
yeah.
yourself
or self-defense,
but
yeah.
it is
I mean,
for killing
but
people.
But I think it's bull. I mean, I don't. But there aren't a lot of people who. There are not a lot of stories of people who win in a fight against an intruder with a gun. Usually, when someone is shot by a gun in the home protecting an intruder, it's usually somebody they know. It's somebody you're more likely to be shot with a gun in
right.
your home. Your own gun,
my
then
shoot.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
true. But the
kids
point still
it.
Stands that, like, if other people, it is a valid point that if other people have guns, that it's not the worst idea necessarily to have one just in case. Like, people are like, that's a dumb argument. Like, I never thought so. Like,
no, I mean, if I live in the wilderness of Colorado and there's a bear at my door, I'm not going to negotiate with the bear. Like, I'm going to have to shoot the bear.
I'm going to say this. My wife thought someone broke into the house last week. She's alone with the baby. So I go, all right, there's a knife downstairs. Grab the knife. You're in the basement. She goes, I don't want to grab the knife. I go, call 911. 911. Was at the house within a minute.
Right.
Nice.
So that also
so she
goes
said
against
she was
the
white
argument.
On the phone.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you live in Wyoming,
yeah.
you're not
going to
get that.
Right. Yeah. That's yeah. one of the white arguments. Baby. But I also believe in the glamorization of the American dream, and that's why I moved here was
right.
because of all the potential. So my America is not. It's the America that we live in now, but the notion that I moved here on was like the 80s type America where money's raining
abundant.
From the sky
right.
and you
Reagan
get to
America.
Do everything you
right.
want and
right.
it's goddamn your right to hold a gun and it's goddamn your right to say whatever you want. And that's the America that I live in my head. Now, I know that that's not the
like
America 80s. That we live in.
80s America.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Reagan.
How right. come I don't see you breakdancing then, motherfucker?
But you know
cardboard
what? If you
car.
Think that that's what, that's what America is that you live in, then that is what it is, right? Yeah. It's like it's not necessarily like that for all people, like as a matter of privilege or whatever, and also mentality. But if you think it is that way, then it kind of is. And you just act like it is.
I will say this, and I don't know what the correlation is, but I do feel a strong correlation. Since I moved to America, I feel like all my dreams are coming true. You know, like
you're welcome,
have,
by the way.
Yeah, like I have a family.
You're welcome. Black people built this country.
Career wise,
we did this for you.
Thank you for doing it.
You better
it.
High five a black person every time you see him.
I love that GW bridge.
Credit.
It's wonderful.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Right.
But I love, like, my career is exactly what I want. My family is. I get to do whatever I want. And I didn't have that freedom in Canada.
So why do you think that is? Why
what
do
you
think
Canada
you
does not have freedom of speech?
Or you didn't have that opportunity?
Wait, say what?
Oh, interesting.
Canada does not have freedom of speech.
Well, they don't have freedom of speech in the sense that you can say anything you want kind of freedom of speech?
They have freedom of expression. So you're allowed to artistically express
so
yourself.
So you can mime your jokes, but you can't say them?
Big Jew hook nose and horns. it's weird, like when... We did the White Guys Matter show. We did it here in New York. There wasn't a peep out of anybody. We did in Canada. They wanted to protest it, and they were like,
"Well, now
to
explain to the listeners what's White
so
Guys
good.
Matter show." Because I hate it from the title.
Yeah, a lot of people hate it from the title.
I'm listening.
It was a show Kevin Brennan came up with and did it at the Cellar.
That explains everything.
Like, except for the Proud Boys. Yeah. They...
And we all showed up with tiki torches and Dodge Challengers. No, but it was just a show where it was just funny white guys.
Okay.
And that was the essence of it because at the time the industry was embracing, you know.
It's like funny conservative, like that type of white guys? What are you talking about?
I mean, Dave Attell was on, Mike Vecchione.
Okay.
Nick Griffin. So it's just white guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So mostly Jews, but go ahead.
Yeah. Is it?
Becky Owens, Italian.
Yeah. Well, Italian.
When I grew up, they were not white. I mean, just want to let you know for
Jews?
The record. Jews or Italians were not considered white.
They're still not. They're not.
That's a very good defense.
Some Jews do not think that.
But some Latin Americans don't think that they're not white.
Oh, I mean, that's a whole other
whatever's going on in your mind is going on in your mind.
I've been saying Jews not white for years. How many times have I said Jew is not white?
Dominicans also say they're not black.
Exactly.
Oh, I know.
See, that's what I was just talking about, Latinos. Yeah.
They're shocked. Yeah. Oh, my God, I have African in me? Look.
Oh, my God.
It's
to play Rob Ford, Bobby Moynihan. That's perfect.
Bobby Moynihan.
Yeah, it's from SNL.
Yeah, you get him for next to nothing.
Oh, my God.
He'll do it for cheap.
He's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay. It's like an exact. Oh my God.
I gotta see his skills. Go ahead.
Back
let's get back
up?
To your thing.
All right.
So we did the show. All right. And there was they did it at the Village Underground. No one said a thing about it. Did great numbers, 220 people or whatever. And then I go to Canada and I go, let's do it in Canada.
With the same lineup?
No, different
now,
lineup.
Now, here's the beef.
Right.
Here's where the beef comes in. And who was the lineup in Canada?
Well, I
Smokey J and Little Sugar Dick and Bobby Ray.
Those were all black names.
There was no David Tells.
No, there was no David Tells.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
Now, who was on that show?
Let's see. Darren Frost, Alan Park. I mean, these are like bigger name Canadian
Canada,
guys.
Right, but
you wouldn't know.
Right.
You wouldn't know. Some dude with one arm. I forget his name, but he got one arm. How are you supposed
because
to remember
his name? Because my question is, do you think it would have been less beef if you had the same lineup from the cellar there? I don't think so. Because I think they would have let Americans say more than they let the local dudes, the names you were just naming, say in their own country.
That's a good point.
And that's a scary concept. Now, none of the show had anything to do with conservatism or anything.
Right.
It was just people doing their act.
Right.
But the very name outraged people. And the reason that I did it was because that whole scene had become not about comedy. It was all about
exclusion
and politics. So there's like
exclusion
another place.
Exclusion or inclusion?
I'm going to call it exclusion because it had pushed out. It was like no cis men allowed on these shows. Women are only allowed if you're menstruating. Like it was that type of show that they were doing a comedy bar. So I was like, let's go stir shit up. And that's what
and
it
do
did.
And do like the opposite thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I understand how the name is incredibly offensive. But a lot of people jumped on that name where it wasn't
was
only
it White
like,
Dudes Matter?
It was White Guys Matter, but it wasn't just so Black Lives Matter. People were upset, but then it was also like, well, this is offensive to women that have been raped, and this is offensive to
White guys?
I don't understand it either, but everybody attached their own little niche onto it. Now, most offensive to Black Lives Matter, especially at the time.
I would say
I would say.
I mean,
it was a dig at
but
us. You felt like it was a dig, Celeste?
I think it was a huge fucking dig. Okay. But the thing is funny, and it's funny because you say that because I remember that in Montreal they had this play called Slav, which was all these white singers reenacting the slave, like singing slave songs.
Right.
So I kind of wonder like how they were able to get away with that shit.
How long ago was that?
It was like last year.
Wow.
They shuttered. Yeah, there was a lot of protests. They were singing Negro spirituals, all white. It was like,
can't we have that?
We can't have that. Nothing.
Lord have mercy, get out of our asshole.
All the rhythm is off. None of them make sense. I'm tired, Lord.
Oh, they need to be beat.
All of them. All of them.
It's interesting to see where that line is and how that line changes.
Let me ask you a question. Because when I heard about it, last year, and it was big, and I saw the articles about it, but why is it that you felt that you are somehow being disenfranchised in an industry that is like 98% white? And when you look at who's making the decisions, those people are also look like, I mean, those white guys matter.
Yeah.
The people that are making decisions are white. The decisions that matter are white. So I'm just trying to figure out where this sort of like angst is coming from, because I don't see myself representing a lot of things.
Right. So let me be very clear about this. And a lot of people jump on this where it's like a satirical standpoint where it's like, I'm not unhappy with my career. So it's not me bitching and moaning, be like, oh, I need to be on this. I need to be on this. What it was about was an influx and a rise where you were seeing people that weren't necessarily qualified that were getting stuff. And there was acknowledgement in the industry too, where people were like, hey, these eight girls are better than that girl, but this girl got picked because she checked that box. And there was that type of
beef
going on.
I know, I get that too, but a lot of people, especially where I know in this industry who are of color, We sit around and go, holy shit, how does this motherfucker get by?
Yeah.
Why? He, if he was, a, there's no way a brother would have gotten that far.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so, I mean, how many Kevin Costner bombs did he get and still get movies? Like,
you
know,
like Dancing
guy.
With the Wolves, yeah. Whatever the fuck.
What about or Waterworld, or whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
I mean, like, everything.
I actually
like every
World.
Other movie was trash. And I like Kevin Costner.
He had gills. Yeah. He could
what
breathe on the
shade.
What is, what it is, yeah. what it is. But I'm saying, like, there isn't an equivalent of a black actor who's had as many bombs as Kevin Costner and is still fucking. Working.
Tyler Perry.
No, Tyler Perry is
self-produced. And he produces his own shit.
It's his own, he's not going.
And you don't need nobody money.
Jay Farrow.
There's no, here's the thing. There is nobody. Where, what happened to his show, White Famous?
It's still on.
It's still on?
No, it might not be on.
Unfamous now.
But he's still got a bunch of shows.
I mean, he's
still
doing a lot of shit. Right.
He's still selling
out. But for Variety One, Jay Farrow, how many white guys are there?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
And then there's a glut of white guys. You trip off white
right.
people. Yeah, I mean, you go to any comedy club in this city, it's like, even if you go to an open mic, there's sometimes one black woman and like 30 white guys
right.
talking about
this. But
day.
Let me ask you this. Do we lose the reign under which comedy falls? Because why does it have to be taken seriously? Why can't we just be like, oh, the title's a joke and everything's a joke? Like,
well, most people would say that. I think the comedy crowd, like people who come to the show would think that, but the masses won't think that.
Also, you did it in the time where Trump got elected and people were already feeling... Like,
looking for
sort
something.
Of,
oh, yeah, we hit every
so
button.
That's
and,
why
and it packed the show.
It almost
like,
seemed
usually
like antagonistic.
Usually like, we'll get 20 people on a Wednesday and the room was packed.
Are you talking about downtown?
Yeah. Yuck Yucks. Yuck Yucks in Toronto.
Oh, that's Toronto. Right. Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like... So it just seemed like it was intentional antagonistic.
Intentionally antagonistic. Yes. But then a lot of people also didn't follow through the story where all of the money was donated to a black trans charity. So people choose to
what
not
you
do
that
do
for?
Because Aaron likes to do shit like that.
Boo.
Sorry. I should have just done a black charity.
I'm
I understand the homophobia.
And the black was what I had
the
problem with. Just give it to the trans community.
But it was like,
why bring niggas in for it?
And I don't understand what that need is to be provocative, but I still like doing it. And I'm still talking about it in therapy now. I'll go and I'll be like, I like watching those people get pissed off. And he's like, why? Why don't you just go up? Yeah, because I feel like, And here's the thing. I wanted to open up honest discussion, which it does not do because of what happens on the internet. But Dave Merhege, who's an Arabic comic from he was offended by it. And he came over and he's like, hey, can we talk about this? And we had a real discussion about it. And we cleared stuff up. Now, that doesn't happen.
What did he say his problem was with it?
He goes, I just really found it offensive. And why did you do it? He wanted to get to the whys of it.
Right.
You know, and I talked openly with him about it. And I said, no, so why were you offended? And he's like, look, I said, and he talks with his hands a lot, but he's like, I do see this stuff happening in the industry. And he's like, I understand how, like, you know, a Muslim guy will get a job in favor of a white guy at this period of time.
But that might be one.
One out of 100.
1,000.
Maybe.
One out of 1,000.
Sure.
Perhaps.
And it's like, sperm have better chance of getting greenlit. You know what I mean? That's the thing. And so it is very frustrating.
But it depends on what you pay attention to, what you think it is the norm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if you think it's, like, if you lock in on it, you think it's all, that's what's happening in industry.
Sure.
But I don't think, I don't buy it.
I think they have a sense of entitlement. I think that's where, I think honestly, if you want to talk about it, there's a feeling of like, I'm entitled to this because of who I am.
Okay.
And you don't think that happens in every community though?
No, absolutely not.
So let me ask you this.
I was never told in my life that I was entitled to anything.
Yeah.
In my life, I was told the reverse. That everything that I needed to do, I had to be twice as better than anybody else. Yeah. I had to be the smartest girl in the room. I had to be the best dressed in the room. I had to make sure my shit was together. If I was going on a school trip, I had to be the best behaved. I was always taught that I had to be and present myself in a way that was not going to be embarrassment to myself, my family, and my race.
That's a child
of
immigrants thing,
that's
too.
True.
That's a child of immigrants,
it's
too.
It's a child of a black kid in America.
And my
you better
parents
not
are
act
the same
a fool.
Way, too. There's like a don't embarrass me really strong thing when you're the first generation
that's
American,
true. That
too.
Is
They're
true.
Like, we, like, have, it's like already not easy.
Right. Yeah.
So you had a little bit of both of them. You had the
and
black and the new
and I grew up in Lily White Large One, so that always, that added another layer of like, oh, I always had to be like a certain way. So... No, I wasn't told that I was going to get this.
Right.
In fact, I had to, everything I needed to fight. And then when I look back at the things I didn't get, I go, I wonder why that was. Like, I remember, I dealt with racism. I had a gym teacher who, I remember it was me and a guy, Isadora. We had we were swimming in middle school.
Right.
And he made a point in front of me in the whole white class that Isadora and I can't float because we have heavier bones.
Oh, my God. This dude sounds hilarious.
that black people.
He said this out loud?
Yes, from
like
the whole,
as an announcement?
As like, we're in the pool.
I would have been like, yeah, my dick, nigga.
I don't have a dick. So that was a problem.
That's fucking disgusting.
I mean, the shit that I dealt with growing up. So like so for me, I'm just
heavier
like.
Heavier bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have different bone density.
That's some old school Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, because if you think we got heavier bones, you also think that we don't have the capabilities for things.
Right, right. Yeah. Like I say, they were either magical or exceptional. Everything else is like, you know, below par.
I never heard heavier bones.
It's like Green Book.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that goes with heavier bones.
We're the same thing, but you got to be an exceptional black dude.
You have to be exceptional.
With just some racist fucking white dude. At the end, they're like, we are both the same. Like, no, you're not. Black dude's much better than you.
Like in life.
And then did you swim?
Well, they're equals.
I do swim. Nice. I also
but
ice skate.
But did you then when he
yeah,
said
I did,
it?
But, I mean, but the point was, there was no need for that conversation,
yeah.
right? I was 12 years old. I'm already dealing with the fact that I am flat chested.
That's
in my bathing suit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
She's got heavier bones and no tits.
You might have a title. Big bones, no tits.
Shout out to Homics Middle School. Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, racism is real.
It's fucking
Do you think
real.
Our president is racist, yeah, Celeste?
You know what? I don't think he's any less or more racist than any other president that we've ever had in the history of this country.
Celeste! Here's my question to you. Well,
checkmate.
Okay. Well, do you think? Well, 12 of them own slaves, so I think he might be a little less than those.
That's
dudes.
What I'm saying. I don't think he. Well, yes.
Yeah, a little less.
A little less.
I would say everybody's less than the first 12 who own slaves.
A little less.
Smidgen.
Less. But you know, he would own a slave or two. He's.
Oh, he would. If it was, if they were for sale, he would have.
He permitted his daughter to marry a Jew. I don't know.
No,
Here's
my theory.
Here's
my theory about the whole thing. No.
I'm tired of this.
The proof is this. This is my theory about the whole Kushner. And,
okay.
The Kushner family is very well connected, very well established.
And his father was a crook.
Right.
What's the name sent to
Christie
jail?
Christie sent to jail. Yeah. But whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's par for the course in some of those families. You know, people go to federal prison.
Should
all the time.
You think that Trump interfered and made sure that Ivanka and Jeff?
I think it was an arranged marriage.
Jared got the clearance.
So yes.
He meddled.
Oh, I think he meddled, but I also think that there was some kind of, the reason why they're together is to give her some kind of status socially within the real estate community. Yeah,
maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's always reasons why they
buy it. I buy it 100%.
But they're about to get in trouble for them.
They're fucked.
I don't know, but it's all, they asked for, you saw how many fucking things they asked, the Congress just asked for 81 fucking different people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff coming in, but it's not as much as like Whitewater. Whitewater was like 2,000 motherfuckers.
Right. But Trump is going to be reelected. I don't know.
So you think this, all this attacks on him
Celeste,
right now is campaign?
I get this thrown at me a lot.
His approval rating has gone up. He
only amongst the Republicans.
No. His approval rating is at 46%.
It
is.
On what poll is that?
Ask Matt. I just saw it. I think it was a CNN poll.
But I also read today that he's dropped in Florida by like 12%.
We're still a year and a half
out. I get this a lot where people are like, oh, this Jussie Smollett thing is going to guarantee he gets elected.
No.
It's not these small things, but it's like, is most of the country going to go by the economy? Is most of the people going to go by jobs? Or are most people going to go by this thing where like, oh, he's still saying what we want to say in his stand-up?
He's saying white guys matter. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's saying white guys matter.
Y'all are ignoring.
And those people will soon starve to death.
Sooner
starve to death than capitulate to any kind of equality in terms of race.
But when we talk about prosecution coming out, doesn't that change the ball game?
Clinton was prosecuted. was impeached. He wasn't convicted by the Senate, but I mean, and he was reelected. Well, no, did it happen in his second term?
No, it was second term.
Okay.
But
all that
shit
was dogging
him. But he wasn't committing crimes. They're talking about high crimes now.
Yeah, no, this is
And it's
an
only
actual,
this high crimes and misdemeanors, nigga.
This is such a weird thing to watch. Like, it can totally fork in either direction. Like, I really, if the thing is, like, inconclusive or whatever, I think he will get reelected.
Teflon Don.
But if there is, like, an impeachment, like, if some real shit comes out of it, that, you know, that's
here's the real shit.
That's
here's the real shit.
The future.
Michael Cohen's going to jail for lying to Congress.
Right.
Okay. Now he said during the second time, second interview, that his statements was changed by the White House. It was edited.
Oh.
So right. Now he produced his edited version mm-hmm. to Congress.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now somebody else is responsible and going to jail. Either the White House fucking legal staff
right.
or the president who ordered him to do it.
Right.
So this is a whole different ballgame.
Also, 81, this is evidence and 81 ballgame. Is a very specific number of dot. Like, if they're announcing that they want 81, like, I remember at the beginning it was all like, they, 81 just need
people.
To, they just need to, oh, or whatever. It's
people.
Like, they just need to, like, yeah. they it's need to look here and there and talk
of
to
emails
people.
And
but at the beginning it was so broad. Remember that? It was like yeah. they were just looking into it, whatever. And then they're like, they are impressing upon us that it's getting very specific. Like, there is, I think, a thing.
But some people think 81 is a reach. That's yeah. what Republicans, that's what they beat.
Meaning
saying.
What?
That they just going
they
after so many people
81.
That they just
well, you do that.
Investigating
you have tons,
everything.
You have tons of witnesses and different things. It could be a secretary, it could be the janitor who saw yeah. someone come. I mean, that's
the
like.
The translator in that
yeah,
Russian
yeah.
meeting?
Who, I don't know where she is. I hope she's like.
Collusion? Someone. It might have been collusion.
I don't even think collusion's a real crime.
Is it? I mean, when you're trying to collude,
it'll be interesting to see what comes out. I honestly think he's going to get reelected.
Who
I,
could possibly
short of that
run against him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the exactly. field is broad. Yeah. It's a yeah. broad field, and it ain't going to be a white dude. That's what we
be,
all know.
It's not
so if
be
Trump moves, it ain't going to be a dude, and it ain't yeah. going to be a white dude.
Oh, no. I think if
so Sanders has no
that.
Chance.
No. He, people are so anti-Sanders.
Sanders.
He's had all that shit since he ran, and now he's got Me Too shit.
He raised $3 million the day he announced he was
yeah,
going to run for
yeah,
president.
He's got the money for
not
it.
Not
yeah.
that crazy. Yeah, that's not, that, that's not enough
he's,
to do it.
His policies will be elected,
right?
But he might not be.
Right.
And maybe that's why he's in the race.
Everything he ran on before and now
is...
Everybody adopted it. Right. Everybody on the Democrat side right. adopted all his fucking policies, except yeah. for like fucking what he was saying.
Medicare for all.
No, people are just latching.
They're
on
dropping
them,
that,
but they're not latching on to a free tuition for every.
I think that, you know what? A lot of states are doing that, like community colleges, New York State, all.
But he's in all schools.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
schools should fucking.
I think they should. I was in Denmark this summer, and they pay their people to go to school. So
oh,
they not
the whites,
only,
the real whites,
the real whites, the Scandinavians.
Yeah.
So like, you go to school, and they will give you a stipend.
Yeah.
If you want to come to America and become a beauty school dropout. They'll pay for you to come out here and go to school.
Yeah.
And they have their whole approach to life is so much different.
Somebody was telling me that, like, in the Netherlands or something, they pay you to travel between high school and college.
I believe that.
I believe it, too.
Wow.
So you're fucking dumb.
I mean, I was talking to someone today, and she's like, I've never been out of the country.
And that's a shame. Because the best souvenir you can ever bring back is a new perspective.
Or
that's why everybody should travel.
Exactly.
That's my
and
dad.
I, yeah, yeah. I love traveling.
I'm going to tell you this. As someone that just moved to America, it is not a progressive country. One president
people.
Will come in, they'll move stuff forward.
Right.
The mm-hmm. next president will come in,
right.
move it back. And that's how it goes. It goes back
Ebs
and forth
flows.
And back and forth.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you want to succeed in America, you're taught you have to be focused on your own, you have to move forward, and you have to aspire and strive.
Yeah.
So that's where like all the sayings like, well, pull up your bootstraps.
But you know
and
that's
shit like
bullshit,
that.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
We know that's bullshit.
Yeah, right. I totally understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But it's also, if you adopt that, thought process, you probably can succeed in America. I'm not
no,
saying for
I think
everybody.
If you adopt
no.
that, this is what's happening. I think people are adopting that process, right?
And figuring out that it ain't
and
working.
It ain't working out.
yeah, yeah.
And then it's because it's not because yeah. of some guy. Like I live in the burbs, and I'm looking at the empty ticket booth, and I'm thinking, a Mexican didn't replace this guy. The machine around the corner
yeah,
replaced that
the
guy.
Automated
you know
machines.
What I mean? Like they're already doing that in the city. They're going to
yeah.
replace all the subway
and McDonald's with the kiosk.
Yeah,
it's
they're
all sneaky
making vending machines
robots.
Now.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. That's why the unions fight back against
right.
that, saying you have to have this certain amount of toll booth takers
right.
to be human.
Yes.
Even on the fucking turnpike, they're doing the
right.
same thing. Like the unions,
wow. easy pass.
The only thing holding robots out, nigga, is unions.
yeah.
Trust me on this.
I come from a union family. I'm very pro-union. You're
me too. Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, I think it's important that unions. I mean, are the unions big in
I'm
Canada?
I'm in a union.
Or,
I'm from
the
a union.
The government's at a union.
When I my first job, I was in a union.
Yeah.
Like
don't
a
comedians
grocery
have a union
store.
Up there?
Well, no.
Well, if you're in SAG.
Oh, up there, you said.
Oh.
In
yeah,
Canada?
No,
Canada.
It's like.
It might be like a.
They're trying to do a type of
okay.
union, but it's not that yet.
Okay,
it's just
okay.
like a whole bunch of comics, like a collective, they would call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we all in SAG here. You're going to be SAG after. So that's union. It's all union.
You got to do it.
That's the only thing keeping humans working, Nick.
Yeah. Robots are going to get all the good TV jobs soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
They already are. It's not
remember Small
reality.
Wonder?
I am playing Rob Ford.
Small Wonder. Like, they
I
already
love Small
saw.
Wonder. That was a great show.
Little robot sister?
And well, yeah. Yeah. She was great.
So what do you think, Trump's going to go to jail?
I don't know.
If he's not elected.
I don't think he's going to jail. That would be spectacular. If he went to jail, that would be the most iconic thing that's ever happened in this country.
He is never going to jail.
Call somebody will pardon him anyway.
He's going to either be pardoned. Okay, here's my scenario. I think, one, he might get reelected because I don't think the Democrats are going to have their shit together.
I think he'll get reelected. Yeah, because the Democrats look like...
I'm not that confident of it.
The Democrats side look like the cast of The Real World.
Yeah, Benetton.
If there's a Democrat that can beat him or run against him successfully, it's going to be someone that hasn't even come out yet, right? It's going to be somebody totally that we didn't even think about.
Maybe, or somebody who we get to see shine. Because it's so cluttered right now. We get to see these motherfuckers talking and who's going to shine and fucking float to the top.
We got so many dumb people on that side now.
Well, both sides.
Both sides.
This is like probably against what they should do politically, but they're going to have to go with a white guy.
On the Democrats?
Tickets. They have to have a white guy on the ticket.
Who do you think, like
Joe
like
Biden?
Biden's got to be on the ticket.
Biden is already too old. Biden's out.
Joe looks like he can still fuck, and that's okay for America.
These young Democrats don't want Joe Biden.
Yeah, no, nobody.
They don't want him.
I don't know.
Nobody's into Joe
your
Biden.
Your hero, when you're a
you're
young.
You're not into Joe?
When you're a young activist motherfucker, your hero is not an 80-year-old white man.
Right.
They would go and vote for a lesbian. If you gave them a lesbian right now, every woman in this country would probably... No, not every woman.
We're dying.
The women that
lesbian.
Are married to old school white dudes wouldn't vote for the lesbians.
Right.
But a lot of
these white women just vote for who their white husbands vote for.
Yeah.
They try to front like they ain't vote for Trump. They did.
Yeah. Oh, of course they did.
They did. They did.
Because they'd rather have a sense of security.
Why do you think they say that?
You know why.
But I think if shit gets so crazy that... Because he's just a narcissist. If shit gets so crazy... Someone might pull him in the room like, dude, you got to go, you have to save face, and he may step down. But I don't think that's going to happen.
He's not going to step down.
He would never do
but
that.
But I'm saying that's like the last.
He would never, ever, he doesn't even apologize.
But
he would never
see,
do that.
Do you see Donald Trump Jr. going to jail? You see Eric, because they asked him for stuff from Eric, Donald Trump Jr.
I think Donnie is going.
The dude, Weisselberg, or whoever runs his company, that's probably, I think, all the information is going to come from. And I think they've gone after his long-time assistant.
Yeah.
He will happily sacrifice.
These people got answers. These people got real answers. They don't want to lie to Congress.
He will happily sacrifice anyone, including the two kids that aren't Ivanka that are grown.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He will sacrifice. Both of the
I've
boys.
Seen him with my own eyes push Eric down a flight of stairs.
Are you serious?
No, allegedly.
Because I was like, out of his mother's stomach, and I don't care.
Double-armed him. Right down a flight.
No, but I think it was a situation where Ivanka.
Yeah.
Is going to be indicted, and there's a way for her to get out with him stepping
in. Nothing's
going
to happen to Ivanka.
No, but I'm saying.
Are you saying one of the kids? You saying something's going to come
only
after?
Only Ivanka.
And they're going to be like this. You're going to have to get out so she don't have to go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if it was Eric or Don,
she's
like,
the only one he'd do that for.
Yeah. Because if Eric and Don, he'd be like, yo, you're going to have to. Yeah. You're going to have to learn how to suck dick, Don Jr.
Oh, he's like, I already know that.
She wasn't my daughter.
You're my father. I know.
He already knows.
How do you think I got my allowance?
The people that cross him, they tend to fall off the radar really quickly.
Yeah.
Like, remember Omarosa was like, you got to read a book. Omarosa. And then it was like,
she was like, I'm going to be everywhere. Yeah. She's nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, she's smart, though. She knows how to kind of...
Bannon's coming back, though.
But he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, making people doubt the press.
Because
you don't believe
Bannon's
so much
back.
Stuff that you read.
Bannon
knows stuff. He got fired
press.
By the president. He got fired by the president.
Yeah.
Did he get fired?
He got pushed out.
Well, I mean,
and they had beef again.
He's under the
and now
radar,
he's gonna get. Now he's coming in. So he wouldn't run his mouth.
You think he's going to snitch?
A fat, fucking, sweaty white dude who ain't nobody been talking to in months. He's going to run his mouth.
He's going to just give him a couple lines of coke.
He's going to eat that fucking time up. And they're like, this motherfucker is really because he used to be a radio show dude.
Yeah.
He's gonna be in there yapping, nigga. Yeah.
You think so?
Oh,
you know who I think is really going to do the most yapping but is doing a lot of wolf ticket selling is Roger Stone.
Oh, Stone.
I think Roger's going to be like, I'll tell you everything.
Well, Stone's he might be a loyal dude, a
slippery fucker. He's gonna get out of it somehow.
He's, really
he's gonna get out of it with no consequence.
Oh, no, Roger ain't getting out.
And everyone else is gonna be fine.
Who's going to jail? Cohen, where's he going to jail? Connecticut?
No, he's going to be in federal prison.
He'll be in federal
for how long?
Like 3 years.
3 years. It's real.
Yeah.
And then what's his name going even longer?
Manafort.
Manafort. That motherfucker is doing
like
real
11,
time.
Like 11 really? Years.
He's going to die in prison.
Yeah.
This is not like bullshit. These are not dumb charges. These are going to die in prison.
Manafort never snitched, really.
And that's why he's going to die.
Yeah. I mean,
what is
well, they already, they already
what
caught him lying.
They got him.
But he's going to die in prison. What is
he's like in his 60s, I think.
He's an old man. He's got to do what?
10 years, I think.
10 years?
Wow.
Yeah, he's
going to
be in for
More than 10 years. 15?
20, 25.
20, 25
wow.
years.
Wow. That's a lot of Christmases.
Dying
no
in prison.
Good behavior, that's 2 years.
So you think this motherfucker is going to eat all that? Like, he's going to
oh
eat it all.
God.
He going to eat all that?
Not 25
He going to eat all that?
Wow.
Because if the president don't pardon, then the president got
that's
a pardon.
Intense.
Yeah. I think what was
he gonna go to jail himself. So man, the fuck gonna die in jail, man.
So, I think there's something.
And
there's
more niggas on that list
right,
that's
right.
gonna be in there with him.
And these people
and
are gonna
you think
flip
nobody's
people.
Gonna flip?
Yeah. I think that they're untouchable.
Nobody's gonna flip. All right, we gotta wrap it. It's time to wrap it up though.
So
I gotta
so
get downtown
good.
Too. You wanna plug some pluggy plugs? Thanks for coming. This was
oh,
a great episode.
Oh, thank you. I'm gonna be
here. Wasn't it fun?
Yeah, I'm gonna be on an all woman show on Saturday. Yay, feminism.
Okay.
Called the Revolution.
Oh, yes, Celeste.
Called the Revolution at QED. I'll be there this Saturday.
Okay,
o'clock.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that.
Okay, nice.
And listen to my podcast.
Yeah, tell the name again.
Vox. V-O-X Celeste.
There you go. What's
so
the Vox
excited.
For?
Vox means voice in Latin.
Oh, boo. Hey, Ron.
This weekend, I'll be at Stand Up New York and West Side Comedy Club. May 5th, I'll be in Cleveland at Hilarities and In
go.
Hot Water Show, Monday to Thursday, 9 a.m., compoundmedia.com.
Boom. Daughter?
Okay. At Karen Kardashian on Twitter. I'm trying to get sued. And Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis on Insta.
Yay! What a great episode. Make sure you go to smallworldcomedy.com and comedycellar.com. We got a show this March 12th, Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Oh, it's what is it? All Stars of the Comedy Cellar. That's right. We got Ryan Reese, Joyelle, Rami, Christina Hutch. Hutchison, Derek Gaines. It's going to be a great show. I'm hosting that show. It's going to be March 12th, 8 p.m., Comedy Cellar. Get your tickets, ComedyCellar.com right now. I'll go to SmallWorldComedy.com. And I'll be in Vegas, April 1st to the 8th, Comedy Cellar, Reno.
Ah.
Get your tickets. It's going to be fun.
Yay.
Yay. I'm back out there, baby. Got to call my little Vegas tasty.
I've never been to Vegas.
Really?
You want a plus one?
Oh, shit. You're going to get fucked out there. You come with me. Race Wars, yeah.